No worries, guys. Thank you very much. And I'm always happy to come on if ever you need any influence from Ireland ever again.
Be our Irish correspondent.
Absolutely.
Hey, stick on 1 second. Hey, so we're doing this thing. So what happened was after the show, Terrence and I kept talking, and there's been some conversation of like maybe putting this stuff on the air as well, and not on the radio, but on the podcast. But we're probably going to talk for another 10 to 15 minutes about what we just talked about, and so we're putting this first ever Connecticut Show mini.
Addendum. Oh, mini?
Help us. I like that better. I was going to say help us with the marketing on that because that's a terrible name. Connecticut Show.
Addendum.
Is that it?
Add-on.
The addendum. Let's just call them the addendum episodes.
CT Clip It. CT Show Clip It.
I'm going to let you name it. So we were talking about the conversation, mostly about stereotypes.
Right.
Okay, so let's just keep going with that, Terrence, because you had a few opinions on what we just talked about.
I think I said semi-jokingly that Darren's okay with appropriation.
semi-jokingly. So what did you mean by that?
So there's stereotypes, and I think we all have them. We all have our bias and things we lean into, things that we learn. As some people say, would like to say, our stereotypes and how we do things is like, you know, it's sometimes an inbuilt safety mechanism. I always like that term when people use it like that because, you know, I think a lot of bad things happen from that. I think I just meant it from the standpoint of like, you know, when we look at St. Patrick's Day in general, there's so many times the way you look at it and it's like back in the day, you know, you put on if you don't have on green, you get pinched. Dye in the river green, like what does that mean? What's the meaning behind it? And so I think sometimes there's so many things done with the things done and we don't really know the meaning behind it. Like I had no idea why you get pinched for not wearing green when I was younger. And maybe they said it, but they didn't say it enough to where I fully understood why somebody could pinch you if you're not wearing green for St. Patrick's Day when I was younger.
I'm sorry, what is it?
It used to be a thing, getting pinched for not wearing green.
I know, but what's the reason?
Again, maybe they said it. I still don't know the reason.
Oh, I thought you had figured it out, and I was like,
I'll Google it.
We should have asked Darren while he was on the show.
Maybe I'll Google it. That didn't come up. And then also just, it's a reason, for me a lot of times, a lot of holidays in general, it's a reason to get drunk for a lot of people. Like, that's the thing you hear the most about St. Patrick's Day. Like, they're going to have a parade, a lot of beer, again, hence putting dye in the river green, all that stuff. And it's like, so for what? And we're doing this, and I put it in perspective, we're doing this for a saint. Well, Lord, what would we do for the devil? we're getting lit on St. Patrick's Day.
So, okay, so the reason I thought, like, this might be a good first ever, like, what we talk about later. This is basically the car ride home conversation, right? But he made a point that I thought was fair. You know, they're going to pull out the hot dogs and a few American stereotypes, and the truth is I don't think anyone here would care, right? I don't think anyone's going to be like, why are you doing hamburgers? We eat more than hamburgers over here in America.
Mm-hmm.
Now, given... if you took that to an extreme, and maybe, and this is unfair because we should have maybe asked this while he was on, but it's one of those things that you think of later. If people as a version of an American dressed up in all red in a MAGA hat and was like, this is what Americans are like, I'd be like, no, okay. Now you're starting to push over into a stereotype that I don't want you to define me as. So maybe we could have... got a little deeper into that. But my favorite thing that you were saying that you were starting on that I want you to continue on was maybe all holidays are just an excuse to get drunk.
Right. Yeah. That's like we do that a lot of holidays, right? Of like, what are you doing for 4th of July? Sitting back, having a couple of beers. What are you doing for this date? Memorial Day. What are you doing? Cooking out, having a couple of beers.
Right.
And they can go on and on. Like, you know what? New Year's Day. Oh, New Year's Eve, what do people do? They go out, go somewhere. A lot of people toast at 12 a.m. with this New Year's Day. They have something. And so again, and maybe that's just me being making everything, you know, again, of course, with my identity as being American, that's what I see a lot.
I don't think it's American unique. I think it's a pretty common thing. But, and I think maybe part of it is just like that holiday is something you've worked toward. Oftentimes it's a day off and it's an extension of a weekend. And you could say a weekend is just an excuse to, you know, get a beer and go out to the grill. So it could just be that simple. I would ask you in that spirit, when is a holiday not supposed to be that? Or is there room for a holiday to have significant meaning and for me actually just to put up my feet and watch some parade and drink a beer?
By the way, I think beer
is so gross.
Both can exist. So I think you can have a time to unwind, have a drink, have fun, and still know the meaning of a holiday and still celebrate the meaning of a holiday. And so for some people, that's the meaning of the holiday could be that. So I'll admit I may be being somewhat judgmental in this, but I just think there are times to also, as we also do it without knowing any meaning, and that's just the sole purpose. So, and again, I guess I can't knock it if that's the reason that people want to hang out. And again, and I know I've done it before also, it's just to me sometimes it doesn't make it not stereotypical or, you know, or an exaggeration of what other people may do to celebrate a holiday. And sometimes maybe our celebrations aren't even as big. Like, when I was in St. Lucia for Christmas and New Year's, I was thinking like they do it right here. Like we take a few days off and say, relax, be with family. They're like, hey, in St. Lucia, they're really like, no, relax, be with family. By the way, this store won't be open. Nothing's going to be open. You might be able to get some gas on Christmas Day. Nothing else is going to be open. Hey, by the way, day after Christmas, nothing's going to be open.
Right.
Like, maybe, who's to say who does it right, who does it wrong? And I can appreciate what Darren's coming from saying, like, the appreciation of being celebrated.
Right.
Because as with my identity, sometimes I'm old enough to remember, and I think some people may feel like this, I'm old enough to remember not being celebrated in a way that was so kind, you know, or not being represented in a way that was so kind in media and marketing, which is, and I know some people may disagree, which I think is so much better now, even though we still have undertones of certain things, or not undertones, overtones sometimes of things, but I think I see Black people represented in much more positive ways as far as marketing and advertising and, you know, media nowadays, despite some of the negative things that come up. But again, that's why I say from his point, I guess I can appreciate something that he sees. It's like, hey, we're being celebrated there and we don't do it as much here. I can see where he's coming from with that, because again, there's value in feeling like you're being celebrated. I would just not want to be celebrated in, like you said, it's all in the viewer. It's Einstein. It's the theory of relativity. It's all relative to where you're coming from and the point you see it in your point of view at the time.
This is actually kind of a thought experiment I'm doing in my head right now, which is what would offend me, right? If you go to another country and they're doing an American promotion, right? This is the United States. And I totally get this as a absolute place of privilege to just be able to go through this thought experiment and decide what would and would not offend me. Like that, I totally get it. That's something that I get to consider at my own leisure, and other people have had totally forced on them. In this one moment, though, I'm curious, like, what would, because if they dressed up as Minutemen, you know, I'd be like, okay. But I think for me personally, in this state where my brain is now, it's when you start to ascribe a philosophy to me, when you start to ascribe an attitude toward me as American. Oh, now they're wearing this hat, which suggests that all Americans think this way, or that all Americans are not sophisticated or something.
Mm-hmm.
there's a lot you can do. Again, total place of privilege, but just in my mind right now, there is a big box you can play with of what you could wear. You could dress up like Uncle Sam, couldn't care less, right? But there are definitely things where you would go over and I'd be like, eh, you can't change that a little bit, because most Americans don't think that, yeah. Right? Very interesting. I would love, anyone listening to this, info@connecticut.show. I would say don't use our website right now for the feedback. It's up, by the way. It's
you
up.
You told me. I can know.
But I don't think the actual feedback box is working. So if you've done that, please just send us a direct email, info@connecticut.show, till we get that shaped up. But I would love to hear anyone's thoughts on, one, what is the appropriate way to celebrate a meaningful holiday and also not, you know, and also get the relaxation and the restoration part of it? Or can you not? Are there some holidays that are just too sacred? I would love everyone's feedback on that, because this is kind of a new thing I'm thinking about. And then the second thing is, what would offend you if you went over to Ireland tomorrow and walked into McDonald's and they were doing the American celebration? I would love to hear from our listeners, what is the thing that would offend you?
Yeah, I'll go back. What if they were celebrating Juneteenth in Ireland? You know, I don't know how I feel about that. Be there right, and they could say, like, hey, we heard about this cool new holiday of that celebrates the emancipation in Galveston, Texas. Let's celebrate that. Are they going to have a bunch of people, or is it going to be the smaller population in Ireland, the smaller black population in Ireland celebrating it because they feel like they have some type of connection to American black people? Or is it going to be Irish people, well, white Irish people who are there celebrating it? Because I can tell you, like, I don't know how I feel about that, you know, especially if they all decide to wear what they thought was black clothing and put on some darker, some blackface to celebrate it. I can tell you, I'd be offended at that.
You know your lines there. I'm actually really curious what you would feel like, oh yeah, they get it, right? If people in Ireland were celebrating Juneteenth, there is a woman, and I cannot remember her last name. I met her at a conference in San Diego. She's fantastic. I'm going to suddenly shift over to see. She lives in Texas. She's a huge supporter and voice of Juneteenth, and she has a lot of history connected to it. I met her briefly. Marianne, as you know, from you've met her. She's wonderful. She's
and that makes sense. Galveston is...
Yeah,
in that area,
she knows her a little better, so I might actually reach out. She would be such a fantastic guest, maybe closer to June. But I would want to know if people in Ireland shared a level of solidarity and wanted to celebrate it correctly. One, could they? And two, what would be the guidelines? I'm not sure if you know it off the top of your head, but I feel like it's the same thought experiment in some way. Mm-hmm. Do you know off the top of your head?
I don't have any guidelines.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, and for me, it's not even I just think it's a hard sell to say again. And I think this is where conversations get funny at sometimes, because it reminds me sometimes of when people say, hey, well, what can I and what can I not do? Which is a valid question, but I think, dude, it's always important to stop and think, sometimes to me at least, like, you know, is this offensive? And there's a difference between doing things that you know aren't, that you know are offensive, and that you know aren't offensive. And I think sometimes you step into it and you don't know. But I think that kind of goes back into, like, people always say, if there are no guidelines, then nothing should be a big deal. Because I could talk to somebody else could, from Ireland, could say, like, I do have a problem with some of this. And it goes back. So Darren said this, and some people could take that as a green light to say, oh, well, everything's cool. Somebody else could say this, say something else, and they'd be like, oh, well, does that mean we shouldn't do it? And then, but most people aren't going to take both of those accounts into their thought process. They're going to go with the one that suits them better and that they like better, which could be Darren's, could be the other person's point of view.
Yeah, I tried to make it clear Darren was one data point here.
Yeah, you did say that.
Yeah, and I would actually love to get some additional data points, which we almost definitely won't. I mean, I don't know when the next time we're going to do a show like that is. But of course, we'd love to have Darren back. But the it's so obvious that people, even in the right spirit, even when they do want to celebrate something correctly and they're feeling like we want to celebrate it to show support, do it very wrong, right? Mm-hmm. So it's I don't think it's all about goodwill, because even if your heart is in the right place, you could just completely muck up.
Right.
What, and we can totally swear, by the way, because this is not going on the radio, but you could flub even with the best intentions.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, it's I wouldn't even know where to start on that. Yeah. Anyway, this is what we would have talked about on the way home.
Right. Now, you know. And the best intentions piece, best intentions is important. But, you know, I worry about the people again, and that's always been in this climate of like, again, and just because we're on St. Patrick's Day, there are some people, again, there's an ownership sometimes, like where it's our holiday. It's St. Patrick's Day. Or sometimes, I mean, you know, it's like, or even if it is their holiday, we celebrate it this way. And some people will have not even pay attention to somebody that says, you know, that's kind of offensive.
Yeah.
If I use, and I think about the term paddy wagon. Paddy wagon is actually a pejorative term, or could be seen as a pejorative term, because paddy wagon came about where police would come, get in those vans and pick up a bunch of people in Irish neighborhoods. When they were like, whether they were celebrating or a few of them had a few too many and they were arresting them, that term became, because Patrick being a common Irish name, they would call it a paddy wagon. And some people probably don't think twice about it. Some people do, obviously, because somebody wrote about it, and that's how I know about it. But I think that's when it comes in the terms, and I guess maybe I'm going too far at this sometimes, of like, again, who's making the rule? What reason is the rule being made? And some people are like, well, it shouldn't be. Some people are like, well, it's a fact. Some Irish people are breaking the law. A lot of their names were Patrick, and so we call it a paddy wagon. And then some people would be like, every Irish person wasn't breaking the law. Sometimes there's some discrimination going on there. And then you named it a common name so people would know there's a connection here with Irish, with Paddy, and this wagon they bring through. And so there's, you know, I get concerned, like, do people put those connections together and actually think about it and put the care into people? And if we try to change it, if we try to change those terms or change it around, what's the harm? What's the harm in that? Because people can still drink, people can still pinch if they want to. But it's like, why can't you change a few things and be a more understanding versus being like, I'm not going to change anything and I don't care if I offend people. But that's just kind of how we are here. And again, to be clear, y'all, have fun to St. Patrick's Day. Do what you do.
Listen, if you're listening to this,
I don't care as much as people probably think I do from this podcast, or show. But I just think there's a general overlaying layer of like, sometimes when if somebody says, "Yeah, that's kind of more of a stereotype versus the truth," I would be like, "I can believe that, because ultimately, most people wouldn't know who St. Patrick was."
I have a bigger question about language, because like I totally hear what you're saying, and I understand that could be, possibly is. I think you did a very good job of saying, here's several different ways to look at that term paddy wagon. As a person who loves words, most words evolve over time.
Correct.
For example, one of the most, again, I'll take a very privileged place. One of the most offensive words to me of all time is irregardless.
Because
It's not a word. The word is regardless.
Right.
But so many people have said it wrong for so long. Now there is this new word and it has a new meaning. And that is just language.
Right.
That's just people saying the right thing, the wrong thing. Doe from Homer Simpson is a word in the dictionary now, because we are always evolving. Language is always evolving. So the term paddy wagon is an offensive term, possibly. It never ever crossed my mind until you brought it up, and now I'm like, now I'm afraid to say it, right? Like, just in my mind, I'm like, oh, well, that's awful now. I don't want to say it.
But I don't know how well known that is. So again,
right. So that's the question: is there a place where a term like that loses its bite? It becomes something else entirely, because I think for most language, yes, absolutely, words take on different meaning. Two words get concatenated into some new thing, and that's just life. And there's a reason there's British English and American English, right?
Right.
There's a reason that we spell gray differently than they do.
Reason crack is fun right. some places, and crack is a drug some other places.
Darren gave us the perfect example here, right? And I don't know what those rules are. And I feel like so much of this gets in the mud and it's so overwhelming. And we've had this conversation. I hate being human for this because it's just too much for my brain to try and process and always say the right thing. And also love language. Like, I love that language evolves.
Right.
As a writer, I want every word to mean something. And if it's going to mean something else, I want to be part of that. Right. Like Shakespeare was just making up words. Lewis Carroll, so many of his nonsensical poems that he wrote became part of the common vernacular. Love that.
Right.
Who's the gatekeeper for that?
Again, if you look at people, and I feel like it goes back to that. Like, so sometimes I feel like it's individual, and sometimes I think it's as a group. For instance, if somebody, I have friends who might call me an expletive. They might be like, man, what's your punk beep doing? And I might be like, I'm chilling, man, just hanging out.
Remember, we're not on a radio. You can say whatever you want. Yeah, go ahead.
Or, you have friends, that might be, shut the F up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, you shut the F up. Whatever. I don't curse, but Now, if you don't know me, and if somebody just comes up and says, man, what your punk ain't doing? I'm going to be like, yo, calm down. If I go back, and I know this is explosive and people don't listen to the podcast for this, but it's kind of like the N-word as a culture. You have to think, and again, if I even, the paddy wagon term, I admit, may be overblown because I don't know how people feel about that. There was an article I read, we had a discussion about it one time. I don't know how people in Irish neighborhoods feel about the term. They could not mind it. But, years ago, people didn't mind being called Negro. Most white people don't call black people Negroes, to their face at least, nowadays. So I think it's that ownership sometimes of words, the ownership of what we do, and then that go along with those stereotypes that get somewhat dangerous, or can be, that could be hurtful to others, or that others may be slightly offended by, even if it's not a big deal. And I feel bad because I feel like I've made St. Patrick's Day to be a bigger deal than maybe it is. But going back to my point with that, sometimes people say, well, there's the N-word, and people use it. And then people say, well, black people say it to each other all the time, and why is it not degrading? Then it kind of goes back of like, but if you're a white person, why do you want to say the N-word around me? Do you call your other friends that? Do you tell it to anybody else? But then you want to be able to use it and use it freely at your whim, even to call somebody that. Even if I'm telling you, or these groups of people are telling you, like, yo, that's offensive. And you know it's offensive, but yet you still want to have ownership of that word and use it at your will, because it's a word that you have that you should be able to use that's in the English language. And I'm like, it's evolved to be a colloquialism between other black people oftentimes. And there's black people who disagree with that word also. There are some black people who will be like, yo, I don't use that word even coming from other black people. And even myself, like, everybody I don't expect to come up and say that, to say that around me or to me, period, regardless of ethnicity or race. But when you use it, you kind of know. Or if you know what I mean? Like, well, if you use that towards somebody that's a person that looks like they're black, what was your reason for using it? You either kind of get a rise of them, you're either doing some fishing, checking the temperature, or you're trying to be offensive. Or maybe you have, kind of going back, maybe you have that one friend who lets you use it around them and they don't care. But then there's that context of like, does that mean you should do it? I don't know. You have now have the right to say it to all people. And it's amazing with certain things we take those. We're way off topic now. But
I actually we think take, we're exactly on topic.
We take those things and we don't move it context to context because we feel like we shouldn't have to. Like, I should never have to do this. Because, and I go back with certain things we do it. Like, with the N-word is a good example because I've seen this conversation had. But, we, like, again, but you, a lot of times, you respect somebody saying, don't call me an MF or more because I don't curse and like being called that. You respect that more than somebody saying, don't use this pejorative term towards black people towards me anymore. But people understand language in that sense. I feel like they understand it more when you say it like in this, an offensive, a curse word versus that. But again, it goes back to ownership, why we say it. And again, I don't have all the answers and I don't proclaim to, but I know this, we just have that lack of care of like people as groups. And then that filters down to the lack of people as individuals, if you're talking to them. And that to me, sometimes that unwillingness to be able to say like, hey, you know, I'll respect what this person feels about this because I don't want to hurt them because, you know, it's not that big of a deal for me to have to use this word, or I understand there's some power behind this that they may be offended by.
I think it's a great like pendulum. I think we both have to go, and I have several ideas for this for this thing. Like On the Way Home might be a great name for this segment, or something to that effect. Anyway. I don't know. All of these conversations hurt my head. Thanks for having them with me, though, Terrence.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry I've ruined Paddy Wagon and St. Patrick's Day for you all in 1 hour. Sorry.
Damn you. All right. That's what we talk about on the way home, everybody. We'll see you. I don't know.
Thank you, Bon Bon Vivant.